Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss how conversational commerce can help you drive conversions on your online store. Over the past 10 years or so, a lot of marketing efforts have trended towards building up a presence on social media. Social media accounts made brands accessible and relatable. You could follow and interact with them in ways that were not possible before. The recent developments of messaging apps and chatbots have made it possible to extend that level of interaction through the shopping process. Prior to this, shoppers went from an engaging social media account to a fairly static website. Now, with conversational commerce, shoppers can continue to interact with you and your brand while shopping. On this episode, we'll discuss why store builders are using conversational commerce to supplement social media advertising. While social media marketing is effective at driving shoppers to your site, conversational commerce increases the likelihood of converting those shoppers into buyers. Next, we'll offer an explanation of conversational commerce. Conversational commerce basically uses messaging software to connect shoppers with some support while they shop, whether that be a live person or a software program. Then, we'll discuss where conversational commerce takes place. While this mainly takes place on the website, there are other apps and services that can facilitate these conversations. After that, we'll share some considerations about using live humans and chatbots. While both are helpful, your customers' preferences might be based around their age and their generation's attitudes towards automated support. And finally, we'll discuss where this trend is headed. As store owners continue to want to drive revenue, this is definitely a tool you'll want to have in your tool belt. If you're searching for more effective ways to communicate with your online shoppers, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back to the show. It's great to see you again.
It's good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So today we're talking about something really interesting. We're talking about conversational commerce and just how marketing in general is changing. And I kind of thought to give us some background, could you maybe give us a little bit of information on why marketing is shifting maybe away from social media and more towards messaging apps?
Sure. I think the social media is not disappearing, right? So it provides a fantastic lead gen or top of the funnel approach where, you know, you're browsing through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and you see a photo of something or you see someone's recommendation like this is the most incredible X, Y, or Z, and you see a link. And you click that link. And so in terms of bringing traffic to sites, social continues to do that and play that part. But e-commerce merchants are spending more energy and effort worrying not just about the top of the funnel, but the bottom of the funnel and conversion. And to that end, you're not seeing tons that we've seen in the last year. Instagram spend more energy trying to figure out how to do conversion, you know, with the social app. WeChat, a completely different, you know, product, does stuff where you can attach your credit card and do the mobile payment stuff. But you're not seeing that a ton in social in the same way, though, of course, Facebook has its own marketplace stuff. Mm. But in terms of your regular feed and clicking and scrolling, the social channels have been predominantly lead generators. And what you're seeing with merchants who are paying attention to conversion is they're starting to look at these bots, any kind of widgets, any kind of messaging apps that sit on the site that allow all of us to be gloriously lazy, right? Like, it's not that the catalog isn't there. It's not that you can't go into looking for the category and then the subcategory and then the product and then look at the variations and then choose one and add to cart. Like, it's not that that doesn't exist. But isn't it easier to just type, hey, I'm looking for Bluetooth headphones over the ear under $400, right? Yeah. And then the little bot goes, here's a link. And you And the link could take you, depending on what you're doing, right, to the product page, but it could also just take you to the cart. So the moment you start seeing people going, oh, that's what I needed, I'm ready to buy. One of the most common questions, do you have this product in this size or color, right? Because that's a variation play, meaning I have to navigate down, get to the particular product page, and then start flipping through the dropdowns to figure out, is it there? Do you have it in my size? Do you have it? So why not just land on the homepage and ask the question? Do you have this in, do you have this in size? Whatever, right? And when you get back to, yeah, here's the link. Add that to cart. So I think the messaging apps are driving conversion, and that's what's driving that growth and getting people excited about it. Because it's not just about top of the funnel, it's about bottom.
Okay. And so that messaging feature, is that what we're referring to as conversational commerce? Is that what that would be?
Yeah. It's you know, in 2010 or 11, somewhere around there, Intercom popped up. I think it got far more noticeable about 4 or 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, Drift showed up, right? And when you look at Intercom and Drift, they're different. But the, you know, those two players plus Facebook Messenger are three different players that are allowing us to talk, whether it's with real people or virtualized bots, talk about what we need, what we're looking for, and get that response in real time, right? Like it's very, very fast. You're like, do you have this? Do you have this in my size? Do you have this? And it pops up. It's, if you've ever walked into an actual physical retail store to buy something, we normally have one of two interactions with the sales agent who walks up, right? The person walks up and goes, hey, can I help you? And we either say, no, I'm just browsing, right? Like, I don't want your help at all. Or we say, I'm looking for X. Like, I don't want to walk around your whole store. Just take me to the thing. And it kind of depends on, are you a browser or are you a buyer, right? And so our interactions, and it changes all the time. It changes on what store you're in and what you're getting. But that notion, right, that you could now do that by either, just by typing, right? Do you have this? Do you have this in this size? Do you have any of these under this price? And getting that conversation back in a messenger app allows us to click the link and go forward. And you'll see even more complicated ones, right, where it says, I'm looking to buy X, or do you have, you know, this in quantity? Do you offer, imagine if I ask, do you offer bulk discounts? And they're like, well, how many are you trying to buy? And they give you little links, right? Like less than 10, 10 to 25, 25 to 50. You click the link and it's already calculating the discount and giving you a new, and you're like, this is crazy, right?
Right.
When we're talking about conversational commerce, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about the introduction of messaging into the interaction model for e-commerce.
Okay. Great. So is this primarily taking place on your website, this messaging, this conversational commerce?
It can happen on your website. It can also happen on your phone via, right, Facebook Messenger or in some, you know, some dynamics, text message, right? So it might initiate there. It might initiate on the website, on your store, right? So store owners would be like, oh, let me connect you there. But the real power of this is once you've gotten that connection, it can then follow up all without being on the site. So imagine that I go to a website and there's a Facebook Messenger piece and it pops up and it shows me the latest, you know, anything. So sunglasses, right? You're at a sunglass store and it just says, what are your favorite kind of sunglasses, right? Or what kinds of sunglasses are you looking for?
Yeah.
And you answer the question. The very nature of you interacting with that messenger app, right? Let's say it's Facebook Messenger. It does something, right? It says, okay, I trust it. I'm connected to it. I want to interact with it. So then it's now you're in a relationship, right? Right. I mean, just the nature of answering the question. You may not have thought of yourself in a relationship with a store, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you got connected on Messenger that way, now they might write back and go, oh, so here's a link, right? To, you know, let's say I said polarized lenses, right? And so here's a link to our polarized specialty shop. So you click the link.
Okay.
Goes in. Now you're in the subcategory. I didn't have to browse through a bunch of stuff, whatever, right? But now my account, my Facebook Messenger account and that site are connected.
Okay.
So imagine, right, what happens when 2 weeks from now, the polarized lenses go on sale.
Hmm.
They have a way to directly come back to my phone.
Right.
Right. And it just, it pops up on my phone. Hey, heads up, polarized lenses on sale. And you're like, oh, click the link. Let me go back in. Right. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not really at the store. I'm on my app and I go back and forth until I get that link that I'm looking for that says, here's a discount, whatever. And you go, yeah, click. Sure. And then I'm back to the store to check out.
Right. I've seen this a little bit, and I think it's a helpful service if you're considering switching to a different app or a different service, because you can just skip straight to like your tough question, right? Like, yep. I need to know if you guys do this or what's your position on this, and they'll get right back to you. And that's probably the one question you need to answer. You can just ask right to the messaging bot, you know.
One of the things I like to do, and I think we've talked about it before, right? I go to Amazon and I start looking, I read the negative reviews, right? Because what I want to know is the feedback of this thing that is negative so bad that I can't afford to buy it? Or is it just a little bit like you got annoyed and I don't really care, right? So this is another dynamic like that, where you can just go straight in and ask the hardest question and force people to engage on that level rather than all this. Like, yes, I get that ice chest that I'm going to take to the beach, It does all the main things. Of course, it keeps things cold. And of course, there's a little spout to pour the ice runoff out. And of course, there's a handle. But what I want to know is, if I stretch the handle up because there's wheels on the bottom and I want to roll it, where does that go? You know, let's say I'm a tall person, which of course I'm not, but let's say I'm super tall. I want to know if I'm still bending over while I'm pulling this thing, right? So you could go straight back and say, hey, how tall is it, and that data may not be at least easily found on the website without clicking through things, right?
Right.
You just ask the question directly.
Sure. Yeah. I wonder, like, as you see this on stores, do you think this requires a lot of explanation? Because I just kind of seen the icon there and I instantly knew, oh, I'm just going to ask a question.
Yep. It all depends on how they deploy it, for sure. Okay. Right. But a lot of times it pops up and it says, hey, can I help you with something? Do you have a question? It is the equivalent of that person. When I walked into the store, they walk up and they go, hi there, can I help you? And you're like, actually, yeah, I'm looking for long sleeve shirts. Where would I look? Right. And they go, oh, it's right over here.
Okay. Let's kind of talk through, how would this look different if you're doing this with purely with bots versus using this to connect with virtual assistants or staff?
These days, it looks, I mean, there's almost no difference, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, in a recent study earlier this year, I think it was, I'll have to look it up and get you the link, but millennials, right? Millennials said they didn't care if it was a human or a bot, right? Like, just flat out, you remember, there was a point in time, right? Decades ago. When adults went into a bank and they met their teller and they talked, and that teller had been there for years. So of course, when I walked in, they said, not me, but my dad walked in, right? They'd be like, hello. And they would know your name. They remembered you. They chatted. The ATM was the first technology that was adopted. Of all the different technologies, it was the first technology that was adopted in less than one generation. Meaning people who they thought, no, they're still going to be holding back. You think about radio adoption, television adoption. When you got to the ATM, everybody said, no, this is not going to work because we like talking to the teller. No, you like the interaction, even though that's the only version of the interaction, but not you like the interaction compared to not having an interaction, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a fundamental misunderstanding there. And so the people who said, no, the ATM is never going to take off, fundamentally misunderstood the difference between, oh, sure, if I walk up and the banking attendant is nice to me, I like someone being nice, but I'd rather do this without. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time in my career where if you wanted to set up a hosting account, if you wanted to set up a payment gateway solution like we have today with Stripe or PayPal or Authorized on Net, any of these things had to be done in the daytime because you were talking to people, you were spinning mm-hmm. up stuff. But man, when it shifted over and it was like, I can do this at 2 a.m. and I can spin up a hosting account, spin up the website, spin up the payment gateways, whatever. And I don't need to talk to a soul. A whole group of people were like, I'm in love. I don't want to have to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Bots, whether they're virtual assistants, actual physical people who are doing messaging, or whether they are automated bots, right? Either one, to the current generation of people, the youngest generation, they don't care.
Sure.
They're looking for, I want to know if you have the blue dress in under $200 in my size.
Right.
That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. If you tell me yes with the link, I'll buy it. Whether that was a bot or that was a human who said, ooh, here it is, right? And they can add a few more words and you're like, I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I just want the link. I want to know if you have it in stock and I want the link. If you recall, it wasn't that long ago, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to know if there was something in stock at a store, I had to call the store, right? And then, so you call Old Navy. Hi, Old Navy. I want to know if you have a pair of khakis in this size. Mm-hmm. And then you'd go, mail khakis, and they go, hold on. And they'd route you to the department, which would ring and ring and ring. Then it would take you back to the operator. They'd go back over, ring and ring. Someone pick up. And then you're like, I want to know if you have, khakis in this, waist and this length. And they'd go, hold on. And then they disappear for a while. And then they'd come back and they're like, yeah, we have it. And then you get in your car and drive over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they still have it, right? It's all gone, right? There's no reason for any of that. You type it in, they come back with a link, you're off to the races.
Right, right. So I guess I'm interested in how this trend is going to affect store builders going forward in the next couple of years. How much do you think this is going to become expected, standard from your customers? Like people will expect there to be this bot or this messaging thing there.
I think every single store owner continues to drive the question, how fast can I generate revenue? And I think therefore every store builder that is hired to build the store is going to have this tool in their tool belt. Whether it's the first thing you implement, no, probably not. Is it the second or third? Probably, right? Like I probably would still prioritize cart abandonment. Like, okay, I know I have traffic and they're leaving. How do I capture them before they leave? How do I follow up with them? So cart abandonment is going to be big. But the moment I take that piece and I get that resolved, I think the next one is the conversational component, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help people navigate the site without having to navigate the site? How do I get them to skip over the click, sub-click, sub-click again, filter again, find it, check the variations, then add to cart? My God, right? 4 or 5 clicks through when I could just type, I want to type.
Okay. And then do you think this is something that store builders should consider hiring some VAs to answer these messages, or should they start with a bot, or do you have any recommendations?
I think the simplest stuff is to start with some of the bots, right? So if you, like I said, Drift is, there are a couple different models out there, and ActiveChat is another one that, mm-hmm. I think it's ActiveChat.ai that has a whole, you can build your own custom bot with WooCommerce, but most of them today, right, with e-commerce platforms, they support it. They understand that there's a product catalog. They understand that pricing is a big component.
Yeah.
So those things, they get it now, right? And so I would probably go look at Drift and say, and they're one of the, I mean, there's, again, Facebook Messenger is another approach. That's not going to have the same kind of bot dynamics. Is just going to be the pop-up and then people are managing it, and that's fine. But if you look at some of the stuff that Drift and Intercom do, Intercom has a massive number of integrations. Drift has a little bit less, but Drift has a really clean and easy approach to adopt. When you grab when you grab one of these things and you drop it in. Again, I think Facebook Messenger has a ton of people already on, meaning the moment I type in something, it's going to connect to my Facebook Messenger account that already exists.
Yeah.
So I think you have to play those out. You got to figure out different, you know, merchants will have different audiences and what makes the most sense. But I would say the easiest is jump into one of these, whether you're looking at Drift or Intercom, and start playing with it, start configuring it, start asking a kind of question that allows you to quickly segment your audience, right?
Yeah.
You can ask the simple question, are you browsing or are you looking to for a specific item? And if they go, I'm browsing, you can go, cool, I'm here if you need any, you know, if you have any questions. But if they go, I'm looking for an item, all right, what can I help you find? They type it in and you're off to the race.
Right, right. Okay. Chris, this was fascinating. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on how to incorporate conversational commerce on your website. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.